We're going to go back to that presser that's being held in Iran's capital, Tehran, in which the president, Ahmadinejad, is speaking.
There are two, three parties, and people have to choose from among them and vote for them in the latest election day, U.S. aside. The people need to vote for the continuation of Bush or another one. There is no other option. Well, those who were sympathetic toward America say, well, somebody other than Bush. This does not mean that there is freedom in the election. We hope that one day will come that world people, including the people in America and Europe, will benefit from freedom of choice. In Syria, they shouldn't interfere. We see that American administration is anxious, as if there is a party, as if they're happy to see this protest happening in Syria. We think that people in Syria are vigilant, they're aware, and that the Syrian government, they need to sit down together and resolve their issues. Well, 90 minutes passes since the presser. There are 15, 16 people with their questions. So we're still not fast. Well. From CCTV.
Mr. President, this is from China Central Television, the largest and the national TV station in China. And first, I'd like to say happy noodles to you and to the friendly Iranian people. And my question is about Bushehr nuclear power plant. So we all know that the Iranian nuclear technology festival is soon coming. So will the Bushehr nuclear power plant will be launched and joined the grid as scheduled as in April 9th, or it will be postponed, if it is postponed, to when? Thank you.
با عرض سلام خدمت آقای رئیس جمهور، من خیلی خوشحال هستم که جناب عالی رو زیارت میکنم. بنده از شبکه CCTV هستم یا شبکه مرکزی چین که بزرگترین شبکه تلویزیونی چین به شمار میاد و قبل از هر چیز میخوام به جناب عالی و مردم ایران نوروز رو تبریک عرض بکنم. سوالی که بنده از حضور جناب عالی دارم در خصوص نیروگاه هسته‌ای بوشهر هستش. میخواستم ببینم که آیا ما میتونیم امیدوار باشیم که خبری رو در خصوص راه اندازی این نیروگاه بشنویم در نمایشگاه فناوری که قرار هست برگزار بشه و اینکه چه زمانی این کار انجام خواهد شد، آیا به تعویق خواهد افتاد یا خیر؟
خیلی متشکرم. بنده هم به جناب
Thank you very much. I would also like to say happy Nowruz to you and all the Chinese people. A vast part of the population in China also celebrate Nowruz. It also belongs to them. The Bushehr power plant is about to go on stream. After installing the equipment, there was one internal equipment. There was some technical glitch at the experimental level. They're trying to remove that problem. Respected Russian President Medvedev also contacted me. He gave me assurances that in due time the power plant will be operational.
Just one second. Dear Mr. President, could you give us a special interview later for our national television? I just...
جناب عالی قول بگیرم که یه وقت خاصی رو با ما اختصاص بدید برای مصاحبه با بزرگترین شبکه چین.
حتما.
Sure. Thank you. خیلی ممنون.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
خبرگزاری پانا، آقای ناکایاما.
From PANA News Agency and then Japan's NHK. Greetings. Mr. Larijani recently accused the government of violations. I want to ask you if you're not going to respond. Well, how should we react once they accuse the FSD?
Okay, Mr. Ahmadinejad there in the presser with reporters both domestically and from around the world. Just quickly, we came in, we wanted to find out what he was saying about the situation on Syria in terms of the West. As you know, in Syria there have been some demonstrations that have been held, but the way it has been reported has been well subject to it being called bias, in which The president said that the U.S. and the West, of course, is not happy to see protesters get killed, for example, in Syria. But in terms of the way that the coverage has been, was the question forwarded to the Iranian president regarding Bushehr nuclear power plant, as asked about the April 9th launch. The president said it's about to go on stream. There was a technical glitch, but Russia's president Dmitry Medvedev has contacted him and said that in due time it will be launched and it will be operational. Just again, a couple other highlights from this important Q&A that's occurring between Iran's president in the capital Tehran with reporters. And we're going to continue with some more of the questions being asked for the president.
Help you have given and offered to our people because of the major earthquake and tsunami we have had. We are hoping that from now on, too, we will have good cooperation about disaster reduction between the two countries. Heli Mamnoon. My question is related to that. We are still fighting right now with the problems that we have with our nuclear plant, the Fukushima nuclear plant. There was just a question about Bushehr. We all know that the launch is soon, but we also know Iran, there is lots of earthquakes in your country. So my question is, looking at what is happening in my country, are you going to take any new measures or new steps because of what is happening in my country? And what will happen to your plans about building more and more nuclear plants in your country where there is lots of earthquakes? Thank you.
با عرض سلام خدمت جناب آقای رئیس جمهور، من از شبکه NHK ژاپن هستم، اسمم ناکایاما هستش. قبل از هر چیز میخوام از دولت جمهوری اسلامی ایران و مردم ایران تشکر بکنم به خاطر کمکی که انجام دادن به مردم ژاپن بعد از اون سونامی و زلزله‌ای که در اونجا رخ داد، و میخوام بگویم که تشکر بکنم و اینکه منتظر هستیم که دوباره همکاری‌های بیشتری در این زمینه بین دو کشور انجام بشه. من همونطور که میدونید هنوز هم ما مشکلی که باهاش مواجه هستیم مشکل نیروگاه هسته‌ای فوکوشیما هستش. سوالی هم قبل از من شد در خصوص نیروگاه بوشه، و قرار هستش که به گفته طبق گفته جناب عالی به زودی راه اندازی بشه. با توجه به این که در ایران هم زلزله رخ میده، آیا اقدامات جدیدی رو شما در نظر دارید برای اینکه از این نظر و با این درسی که از این نیروگاه فوکوشیما گرفتید تغییراتی رو انجام بدید، و اینکه آیا این تغییری رو در برنامه‌های آینده شما برای احداث نیروگاه‌های بعدی در ایران انجام میده یا نه؟
Thank you very much. On behalf of the Iranian people, I would like to sympathize with the government and nation of Japan in this grave incident that happened. When we see the images, we watch the news. We're both sympathetic and we're concerned about the health of Japanese and their lives. We're hopeful that through the discipline the Japanese have and the orderly way they do their life affairs, will they can compensate the losses that have been incurred. Human losses are not repairable, but as you know, Fukushima power plant was actually damaged by tsunami. It was resistant against the earthquake, but when tsunami arrived with an elevation of 14 meters of water, that's what I have heard, and the speed was 800 kilometers per hour, you could see what force it has hit against that. This is several times more than that 9 magnitude earthquake. In Persian Gulf, we have not had reports of tsunami, but the day's standards of the world, we are observing all of them in our plants. Fukushima goes back to 50 years ago. That's the technology they applied. Then what's happening in Iran is a DAIS technology, and that's based on the ratifications of the International Atomic Energy Agency. I don't think in here we will face a problem. From Javan newspaper. Greetings. Some media say that the German Federal Bank is acting as an intermediary between Iran and India for transfer of Iranian gas, and this is going to be done through that German bank. Do you approve of this? And given the fact that Germany itself is one of the forerunners regarding sanctions, what is this contradictory approach in your eyes? Well, we have a good assessment of this. Well, you should. Well, you said that we don't have we have time. Well, please do not give us short replies. Well, because you are young, we will give you more explanation. Okay. Look, sanctions. There are two aspects to it. One is political. One is an economic. The political aspect is creating this atmosphere. Propaganda and depriving others of having good relations with Iran. And the economically, it means that using their own monopoly. The capitalist economic system and the liberal capitalism, can it be in conformity with sanctions? Sanctions is meaningless. That way they can. They need to have interactions. If interactions and cooperation with Iran is disconnected, it's just like a big network, whereas you remove a little part of it, and the whole network will be disrupted. It's not only Iran that will face problems. It's almost all merchants and business people in the world, European, American, African, whatever they come from, they are going after solutions and ways to develop ties with Iran. Iran is a great nation with a great economy, with great people, with great potentialities. No one can ignore having relations with Iran. If they do away with that, they will lose. Then when America talks about nations sanctions because they didn't have relations for 30 years, they want to deprive others of these relations so that they could also have an opportunity for themselves. It's clear they have no economic relations with us. They pressure Europeans to leave sanctions on us. Well, this is not the right solution. Well, you can also establish ties, and the both sides will benefit. And just because they're selfish people, they have made a mistake, they have said something wrong, and they think that one day we'll go and beg them. We'll never beg Americans, never. That day won't come. But if they come, and based on justice and respect, if they want to have relations with us, no problem. They don't need to bother, you know, issue resolutions every now and then, and then realize that this day, this time, we want to be very, very harsh. Next time, I don't know how many very, verys are they going to use, or what word they're going to use regarding sanctions. Sanctions are out of the question. The German government is interested in having relations with Iran. Our relations have been traditional and old age. It's a good one. Our business people and industrialists are working with German sides, and they're embarking on positive projects. There is no reason to hurt all these just because of their illegitimate demands of a Zionist group in America. So you approve of this mediation of the German Federal Bank? Well, this is wrong. There is no mediation. All banks are connected to one another. Money is being circulated. When you use the euro, euro goes in circulation in Europe. You use the dollar, it goes in America and circulates there. This is the banking system, which is interconnected. All the banks, all the economies, one hand they're agents, on the other hand they're intermediaries. So it's not the right way to say to call it mediation. Well, at 7 o'clock you have a meeting. We have 15 minutes. If you extend this, we have 22 people have asked their questions. Well, let's briefly ask the questions. From Moj News Agency.
سلام
Okay, it's a couple more important highlights. In case you're wondering why we're going back and forth, we want you to make sure that you're getting some of the ones that are relative to some statements that have weight behind them, not that the rest of them don't. But we came in on, we came back onto Ahmadinejad when he was speaking about when he was asked from NHK. It's noted that I mentioned NHK, NHK being the TV station from Japan, about the Japan, obviously, catastrophe there in terms of the tsunami and, of course, the earthquake. And the reporter thanked Iran in terms of donation that it made, Iran being one of the first Middle Eastern countries to have donated to that country. But he said that, will Iran take any measures once it has seen what has happened to Japan's nuclear power plant, the Fukushima power plant, given that Iran experiences earthquakes? Iran's president, first of all, sent his condolences and held his sympathy, not only from himself, from all Iranians, towards the Japanese. But he said that the power plant was damaged by the tsunami, but it was resisted by the earthquake. So he made that distinction. And then he said that in the Persian Gulf, as long as he's aware, there are no reports of tsunami, and that the technology used at the Fukushima power plant goes back 50 years. And since the one that's being used at Bushehr is the technology of today, which has been ratified by the IAEA in terms of the advanced level, that there shouldn't be a problem as experienced by the one there in Japan. And then lastly, on money, banks, and the sanctions on Iran. Regarding sanctions, he said there are two aspects, political and economical. The political aspect is propaganda oriented by the West and the United States. He even mentioned Israel there. But he said that in terms of the economic level, well, Iran has resisted its suffrage on that. And that in terms of banks, they're all related. It's a chain, he said, whether the bank comes from one country or another. And that Germany, which was the concentration of the question, Germany will continue with relationships in terms of its banks because there is no other way to go around that in terms of international monetary change. Again, some of the highlights there from the Iranian president's Q&A with the press.